Welcome everyone to He Hears Even the Cricket in a Corner. I'm Cricket Douglas here along with Samuel Emanuel. And what is our topic for today, Sam?
So for today, it was my turn to pick this topic. And when I sat and did some reflective thinking to try to figure out what we should talk about, what was coming to mind for me is a tree and being rooted and grounded. And so today's episode is going to be Rooted in Christ.
Great topic.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it because I think why it came to mind for me in the first place is I realized with the spring season happening that I do not go outside that much at all. And I think that realization only came to me with spring happening because it's just like the regrowth and life that was coming back into the world and the green here. It was so beautiful, and it just was a great reminder. And the times I did get to sit out there and look at trees and bushes and flowers and all that, how valuable that is to be out there, but also how much of a correlation there is with biblical things and of Christ and our relationship with him and spiritual growth, how much there's a correlation between that and nature and God's creation and what he puts out there. And I think it's important to look at these correlations and simple things because they're meant to be there as a reminder. And by not getting out and seeing these things, I've of course don't think it truly would happen, but it concerns me that I'll begin to forget some of these things that are fact and true. And so that's really where it initially stemmed from. And so I'm excited to get into some scripture today and some stories and correlations that we have. But Miss Cricket, when you think of that, when you think of a tree and you think of the correlation between spiritual growth and growth of nature, what comes to mind for you?
It definitely is, for me, where I'm planted at. Mm-hmm. And the continuation of my nourishing. And how do I get that? Where is it coming from? And with nature, sometimes we can see a tree and how big and vast it may be. And where did it come from? Just a little seed that was placed in the ground. But who placed it there? The good hands of a person. You know, you've heard the term having a green thumb. That means it's continued growing. And I think about our choices as believers being rooted in God and how he, by choice, allows us to develop the characteristics of him. And the extension of the branches towards each other as you and I. We extend the branch of love towards one another. And I think I'm in amazed how big a tree is and the extension of the branches. And what does that look like for the kingdom? How big are we in Christ? Not being prideful and built up, but how big are we in him? How big are we until we can stand like that tall tree, and when the wind blows, the distractions of the world, nothing will bend or break us or even snap us to come down.
Yeah, and I was looking into some tree facts, felt like I was doing some Miss Cricket investigation here, looking into the deeper meaning of things. And there's a tree fact that the deeper that roots grow, the taller and more stable the tree is. And without that depth, growth becomes dangerous because it's susceptible to fall. And it makes me think about my growth, and if I am pushing for growth I'm not yet ready for, I'm not yet rooted in. And is this growth something that is coming from my fallen perception as a man in the world, or is it me going to God and asking for the correct growth and the correct depth of growth? And even I know my grandpa has told me before, we have these big pecan trees in their front yard, and he has us go out there with a little bucket of fertilizer, and he says to go out and follow the line where the branches stretch out to, and to fertilize all around underneath that, because he explained that the like expansion of the roots under the ground go out that far. And upon further digging, I found that not only does it reach that far, but can go even further than that. And one of the interesting things that I think go along with what you were just saying is not only the branches can touch to each other and they can intermingle, and when they overlap, the branches overlap, let's say if, like the pecan tree, it's a fruit-bearing tree, like when it's together, it's just so much more concentrated of the presence of the fruit. And same thing for down beneath the ground where we can't even see it with the roots. They not only touch each other, but they'll like grow into each other and intermingle, and they actually exchange nutrients. And just that alone, just saying that and looking at that, I feel like that is such a direct display of how God intends us to be as believers with each other.
It's something like what you were saying, like that's, to me, I see iron sharpening iron. Mm-hmm. And also, I heard you mention correct. And with correct, there's correction. And in the process of the trees growing, there's a process when we do get corrected, and that's the process of pruning. We have to cut off and cut back in order to grow, mm-hmm. to see much better in what God has for us, to get that clarity. And when he teaches us things, it reminds me of growing up, how we had to go get the switch off the tree. Mm. For my correction, you know, and it's best to go up and get the best one, mm. because when you bring a twig size back, you have to go back. Mm-hmm. And they want the ones that's flexible, the ones that bend, so when you get popped, mm. that's, you know, it'll start going back and forth. And hey, Lucy, you remember those trees and the switches? And I think that it's good that how God shows us, mm. the deeper we go, the more expansion we can see the roots, mm. but look how the roots touched at that time, yeah. to bring us together. And it's, mm. no accident that you and I sit here, because when that seed was planted, somehow, somewhere, there was a connection made. If not so, you and I wouldn't even be sitting here talking.
Yeah, that's true. And that even makes me think, and I don't know if it's applicable so much to trees, but I know for other fruit-bearing plants, when there's like a transplant where it goes from its origin of one area and by whatever means, whether it's the wind blowing it elsewhere or through birds eating it, it can move into another place, and it seems like it can be by chance, but truly when we have relationships like we do, Miss Cricket, I would have never thought I couldn't have orchestrated it as beautifully as God has, because he has intention behind it. Mm-hmm. And it's not just because. There was reason why he did it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think about sometimes when you go outside and you look at nature, have you ever seen the vines that comes from a tree, mm. how it wraps itself around a fence?
Yeah.
And it's beautiful when you look at it, But really, I've noticed how strong they wrap around each other. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's hard.
It is very hard to break.
It's hard to break, you know. And I think about the kingdom. Once we're in it and we get secured, and I like the word anchored too, because anchored holds weight. You know, you won't waver. When the boogeyman comes past you and whisper in your ear, you like, no, I'm not going to do that. Because that's the word. And I truly believe, I remember growing up as a child, and when my mom used to tell us to do something, and we would be around other people, our friends, and they would like, come on, let's smoke a cigarette. My mom was nowhere in sight, but because I was rooted and grounded from her teachings, it was like she was standing right there looking at me and don't you dare.
Yeah.
So it does take the connection of the other roots that we come in contact with, because it's like, you know, what would Jesus do? But now what would I do? How am I as a believer representing God? When they see me, do they see him? Because I'm a ambassador of Christ, rooted and grounded in him, feeding off what he has taught me, the Holy Spirit that's abiding in me. And we should never fill a void as long as we stay connected. Being here with you and other believers, through the course of the day, you know, you were gone 2 days. But I was saying, I wonder what Sam is doing. I wonder, you know, how is he feeling? And just the thought of you, because your presence was absent from around me, and I felt that. But I did think about you, and I was glad to see you today when you came back. But, you know, that was 3 days, so. And we got to see each other truly as that, you know, being planted at different times, but serving the same purpose.
Yep. And in Hebrews 10, 24 to 25, it says, "And let us consider how to encourage one another in love and in good deeds, not abandoning our own meeting together, as is the habit of some people, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." And it really is like the roots and the branches where they come into contact. It is like such a great exchange. And I truly do feel that. Like, I was so happy to see you this morning. So thankful to be back and get to talk to you and also be able to sit here. We just sat down here and said it feels like it's been forever since we've done
it. It does. But now it's coming back like like it was all here. And the word rooted, it's very crucial, Sam, because we can develop things from being rooted. You've heard that things come because they were rooted in pride. And when we act accordingly, it's good. But when we act out of ourselves, it's, where did that come from? What tree did you get connected from? The tree of pride, and you know, they said money is the root to all evil. You know, where is the vibes coming from that has you acting like this, being manipulated? And my mom, she was a stickler about us being with certain people growing up. I didn't understand it then, because I was like, wow, we can't be with the cool kids. But the cool kids was the fool kids, because they used to fool you sometimes and doing things that you shouldn't do. And you got to be very careful, even as adults, who you're sitting with, who you're talking with, because you don't want, it's like cross-pollination. You know, what they got it to get on you.
Yeah.
My mom used to say that bad spirit. And it's true. You can, like, you know, you want to follow the leader and start doing things that you weren't taught to do. But those little branches off the tree, they'll get you back in place.
Yeah. Another place in scripture where it speaks of soil and roots and all that is Matthew 13:5-6. Others fell on the rocky places where they did not have much soil. And immediately they sprang up, because they had no depth of soil. But after the sun rose, they were scorched, because they had no root. They withered away. And I think sometimes it is easy to determine, like, okay, well, that's the group I don't want to be with. But also, the verse that speaks about the wolf coming in sheep's clothing, sometimes someone can make it in, and they do seem like they've sprung up and that they do bear the same fruit as us, but we need to be careful to discern and not be deceived of their presence.
Wow, I like that.
Because even the saying goes that one bad apple can ruin the bunch. We need to seek his guidance in who we're around and who we're letting in. Of course, with God's strength and discernment, there are opportunities where people come in that they may not be as deeply rooted as us, and that doesn't mean immediately we need to shun them and push them away.
Exactly.
But that we need to navigate that through Christ and how he would do it, and not let it have an evil exchange, not for that to come in and consume us, but rather for us to lead them in the right way.
And sometimes God will send people in our presence for us to see what we're going to do.
Mm.
You know, oftentimes, just like you said, we can't shun people, and we're not to shun people, but we should use wise counsel, because I see Psalm 1:2-3, and it reminds me of that. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season. Now, for me, that stands out, yielding the fruit in its season. And its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers. That stood out for me, which yields its fruit in its season, because though you are standing tall and you got your branches and everything seems to be good, but it's the fruit that comes from you. Is it edible for someone else to partake in?
Mm. And then there's even things to consider, not only the challenges that may be sent to us where we need to cling to the strength that has been provided to us through God, through the scripture, through praying, through thinking on these things. But there's also the challenges that come through, that we have to be resilient through the storms that we experience in life. And in Jeremiah 17:7-8, it says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is in the Lord. For he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaves will be green. And it will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield its fruits." So despite the season that we're in, whether good or bad, at least on the outside, we still are going to be, our source is consistent despite the environment that we're in. And when we cling to that, that's when we have that renewed strength, and that's when we can know that we don't need to be anxious of the uncertainty of the times, because we trust in the certain one.
I remember driving down Littleton Street. If you drive down Littleton Street, the trees are very tall and you just like hover over, and it brings shade. And I looked at the trees and I said, each day I pass these trees, change is going on. They may look green on the outside, but there's an internal change that is happening. And with the seasons, you'll begin to see that, because the pruning comes. You know, they'll gently, the leaves will start falling. Even sometimes branches, you'll see branches that are on the ground from the wind when it blows, because that had to drop off so newness could come. So I love that Jeremiah 17:7-8, when it says that, for he will be like a tree planted by the water. I mean, he'll never thirst. It's always filling, getting the nutrients that he needs. So even when the pruning comes and you see the leaves being brown, it's okay, because guess what? It's getting its source that it needs to go through all of that weathering and storm and the pruning, and the season will change and it'll be green all over again.
Yeah, and to your point with the Psalms 1:3, and I'm going to read it once more because I feel like there's more than one thing we can pull out of any of these, but he will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruits in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers. So it speaks about its fruit in its season. That indicates in its season, meaning there's seasons outside of that where it doesn't necessarily have to produce fruit. That means that there is appointed time that God has for certain things to occur in our life. And even the absence of it doesn't mean the absence of God. It just, that is not the season for it to be in. And I think something that I struggle with is when I don't see something that's super apparent or in my face, or I'm in the process of getting to that place and getting to that season, I do start to get anxious. That's just my nature as a person. And that's really when I do need to lean into the truth that God has given, where it's just not your season yet, Sam. You are in the process. And I think of even the process of just a plant, like it's summer's coming up and my family is already starting to prepare and has already planted some corn and stuff. And just each part of that leading up to its harvest, it has its time and there's a reason why. And I know that's something in my current life and has been consistent in all of my life. It's like I always want to rush it, but I'm thankful that we have scripture that reinforces that I'm not just in some abyss and that God has forgotten and I'm just waiting until he comes back around. That even in what looks like absence to me as far as progression, because I love progress, that it's still, there's this pattern of his timing.
His time, exactly.
Yeah.
And when you said that, how do you get anxious when things not happening like you want them to? That remind me of how we are when we get like that. To sit under the shaded tree and take refuge in him. And he'll overcast and shadow us. It's like he'll protect us when we're going through all of that. Even, you know, I've seen people when it rained, they will stand under a tree, you know, so the rain won't fall on them. So thinking about that, how big and tall and mass trees are and how great God is, we are to take refuge in him. Lean into him, sit under the tree, and be silent sometime and just talk to him. Even in a rainstorm, Sam, God speaks. The thunder is so loud, you know, and it seems to me sometimes it does really, it quietens your soul.
And I think in the big picture of things, because I know this is a word we use a lot around where we work, but you and I have also used this several times. We have to think of the big picture, the long-term life that God has for us. And even long-term in this life is not that long when looking at a God who lives outside of the time and has this eternal timeline that he lives on. But in Isaiah 61:3, it says, to grant those who mourn in Zion, give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, the cloak of praise instead of disheartened spirits, so that they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And we see all our individual selves in this context, speaking of trees, we may just be focused on ourselves, and that's where we're at as individuals. We have this responsibility to be focused on ourselves as well as those around us. So it's important to look at the big picture, but in growing, we need to ensure that our relationship is concrete and that we're getting that nourishment so that when we do reach out to each other in this community, that we have nourishment to exchange and to get from one another, and that we also are aware of this grove that we're in, and that there's many others of us that we need to intertwine with and nourish, and that we are at the end of the day being able to be called oaks of righteousness, mm-hmm. and that we are taking from the Lord what we need to flourish and carry out the mission that He's set for us to carry out.
Exactly. And when you said giving, we are to give to one another. That's the gift that we have, to give love, to give comfort, to give peace. And we are to feed off of each other, but not to get deplenished. I think that's when the water comes. Mm. It just keeps coming and coming and coming. So we won't get depleted, because we can always go back and rest and dwell in God, because it's a daily thing that we need to do. Sit with Him in the mornings. I mean, I'm just always waking up around 2:30 and 3 o'clock. Mm. And I know what that duty calls for me, is just, that's my time with God. Mm. I must be on a third watch, having me out praying. And so I do that because you can see things that He's providing for you, and you can hear Him speak to you in those quiet times at night, because there's definitely no distractions. Mm. And I really do want to be like a tree planted by that living water, mm-hmm. not to be moved, always abiding in Him. And pruning time comes, and not to take it personally, because it's something that needs to be. Mm. You know, He got to cast things away and burn them in that fire, never for them to return. Mm. It's just always amazing how God can take His word and create something big within us so that we can see the greatness in Him, because He's inside, and He's also, because He tells us to go outside and you can see Him everywhere, because He is who He says He is.
That's right. Well, I hope that y'all have taken something away from this, and I've certainly enjoyed it, and it's a good prompt. Maybe you can have a realization that you too have not been spending the time outside. You may not be spending the time in the Word like you should. You may not be spending time with other believers. There's many different things that we can look to God's beautiful creation and nature to understand how we should be living our life with Him, but I can go ahead and pray us out. Lord, thank You for today. Thank You for the time that Miss Cricket and I get to sit here and have this conversation and share it with others as well. I pray, Lord, that every single day that we seek to be nourished by You through Your word, Lord, and that we truly reflect and consume those things and apply it to our lives. I pray that that's something that we're doing constantly and are in constant communication with You, Lord, just strengthening and deepening our roots so that when these trials come through, Lord, that we stand strong in You, Lord. And I pray that not only we're looking to our individual relationships, but allowing that to be strong so that we may go and share with others, whether they're not a believer or that they are a believer, be able to share the truth confidently to those who don't believe, and be reflections of you, Lord, so that they can look to us and know our Creator. And for those who are believers, Lord, just to be able to strengthen one another, as you say, iron sharpens iron, Lord, and just compound that and just get that renewal and go back and be able to share with more and more people and just continue to grow as an oak of righteousness, Lord. And I pray that this conversation has been a blessing to those who are listening, as it's been a blessing to me. And I pray that they reach out, Lord, and that we can speak to them if there's anything they feel like they want to discuss or something they've taken away from this, Lord, and that we can continuously look to your word to have these discussions and be rooted in your truth. And I pray all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Miss Cricket.